Couple days away, October 27th, designated as the National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. It's where you have an opportunity to get rid of some of those things in your medicine cabinet so they don't get into the wrong hands and be used for incorrect ways. But people will take painkillers for the appropriate ways, but sometimes things get out of hand, as we've seen with the opioid crisis. And we have with us this morning Dr. Stephen Porter, who's an anesthesiologist, expert in pain management at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida. He's the chair of the Mayo Clinic's Opioid Stewardship Work Group, which helps develop opioid prescribing guidelines and strategies with the goal of enhancing patient health and reducing the risk of opioid misuse. And also today is the day that the Mayo Clinic National Health Checkup comes out, so we can talk with the doctor about how those things relate to each other. Good morning, doctor. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk opioid epidemic. It's a nationwide problem. What things came out of the survey that relate to that issue these days?
Thanks for asking. The Mayo National Health Checkup really provides a pulse on Americans' health knowledge and practices. And in this fifth edition, we focused on opioid use. In our survey, we found that nearly all Americans would choose an alternative to opioid pain relievers following surgery. However, few patients have spoken with their doctors or providers about opioid alternatives.
Is this because of the fear of opioids? I mean, when they hear that word, now they're thinking, I don't want to have anything to do with it?
I think so. Americans, we found in the survey, Americans do see opioid abuse as a national problem, as they well should. But for many, they don't see themselves at risk. So there's a little bit of a disconnect between recognizing the national problem, but not necessarily thinking it could happen to them.
Well, doctor, who needs to initiate that conversation, the patient or the doctor?
I think it's important to remember that we all are stakeholders in this. So the patient needs to start the conversation. The provider needs to start the conversation. We all do.
As part of your work with the Opioid Stewardship Work Group, what are some of the guidelines you're trying to put in place or you think is appropriate for the use of opioids? Because they do have a place in pain management, but how do you see that moving forward?
Well, thank you. You know, in the survey, we found that the vast majority of Americans mistakenly view opioids as intended to treat chronic pain, but opioids are most effective for short-term pain. We, using our opioid stewardship work group, which is multidisciplinary in nature and includes physicians, pharmacists, nursing, IT, etc., we found we had a problem nationally. Let's focus first on supply. So we started with prescribing guidelines, education for providers as well as patients, and then we could get more into the weeds with IT, working on our order sets, built-in pharmacy checks through our electronic medical records, etc.
We're coming up on the National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day on October 27th. I guess that's the best way to dispose of the medicine, but if that time isn't around, where's a good place, or how do you recommend people getting rid of maybe these extra pills that they don't really need after having some surgery?
That's a great and important question. So first of all, a few resources for your listeners. The DEA website or the FDA website or mayoclinic.org have lots of information about how to properly dispose of opioid pain relievers. And we found in this survey that many Americans do not know how to do that. So we need to do a better job. We need to help patients and Americans learn how to properly dispose of these things, whether it be through this wonderful take-back day that you mentioned or otherwise.
You mentioned that in the survey, it talked about, it says nearly all of Americans, 96%, would choose an alternative to opioid pain relievers. What alternatives are out there? What things would we look at if we're looking to relieve pain?
Thanks for the question. So there are, according to the survey, patients are very interested in things such as physical therapy, over-the-counter pain medications, alternative therapies such as acupuncture, And in general, we want to think about bolstering our coping strategies for pain, especially in the chronic pain phase, if unfortunately a patient should get there. In the acute pain phase, there is a role for short-term opioid use, but we really want people focused on being very aware of these medications, their risks and side effects, and working on coping strategies to come off them when we can and move forward with non-opioid medications, such as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications, acetaminophen, and other kinds of medications.
We're talking today with Dr. Stephen Porter with the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida. Where can people find out more about this survey, the health checkup that the Mayo Clinic has put together?
I think an easy resource to start is mayoclinic.org. From there, you can launch to many different specific websites with the actual results of the survey. But I think it's easiest to just go to that main site. And if they're interested in not just the survey, but also opioid-related questions in general, from that start point, there is a search bar. You can just type in the word opioids or any other medical question that you have, any topic, to find out more information.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning and getting the word out on that as well. Doctor, thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a great morning.
You too.